This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Demonstrators defied growing violence by Myanmar security forces and staged more anti-coup rallies while the UN Special Envoy for the country called for urgent Security Council action. The envoy says about 50 peaceful protesters were killed and scores injured just this week. Demonstrators have defied growing violence by security forces and held more rallies. The envoy told a closed Security Council meeting Friday that council unity and robust action are critical in pushing for an end to the violence and restoring Myanmar's democratic institutions. The Security Council took no immediate action. The junta seized power February 1st. The U.S., meanwhile, took action to prevent Myanmar's military from improperly accessing more than $1 billion in funds held in the United States. At least 20 people were killed and 30 wounded by a suicide car bomb just outside a restaurant near the port of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, late Friday. That's according to an emergency services official. The blast sent plumes of smoke into the sky and triggered gunfire, according to witnesses and state-owned media. The blast occurred outside the restaurant near the port. A suicide full of explosive detonated at the front gate, according to one witness. Somalia's state-controlled Radio Mogadishu reported that there was also destruction of property and that police had cordoned off the area. No one has claimed responsibility for that blast. An Islamist group of Al-Shabaab frequently carries out such bombings in Somalia and elsewhere as part of its campaign to topple the Horn of African countries' central government. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has urged Iraqis to treat their Christian brothers as a precious resource to protect, not an obstacle to eliminate, as he opened the first ever papal visit to Iraq. The pontiff also has brushed aside coronavirus and security worries to make the visit in a show of support for Iraq's beleaguered Christians. At a church where Christians suffered one of their worst massacres by militants a decade ago, Francis recognized the community's traumas but urged them to stay in Iraq to ensure the community endures. The Iraq president, Bahram Saleh, has echoed his call for tolerance, saying that the East cannot be imagined without Christians. Just as some U.S. states are starting to lift their mask requirements, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control has released a study that finds mask wearing decreases COVID spread and indoor dining leads to more. Get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The CDC looked at counties that allowed restaurant dining both indoors and outside and finds the in-person dining led to an increase of about 1 percentage point in the growth rate of COVID cases. But that translated to a 2 to 3% increase in virus deaths. The CDC is now urging if restaurants are to allow indoor dining, they need to be strict on mask usage and improve ventilation. This same study finds that counties in states that have face mask mandates did see a reduction in virus growth between 0.5% to nearly 2%. The experts say even that little bit over time would be a significant number of people spared illness or potentially death. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A microscopic examination of the United Airlines jet that failed on a February flight finds multiple cracks. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
An ongoing investigation of the engine that failed and came apart on a United Airlines jet in February has found wear and tear caused the fan blade to snap. The National Transportation Safety Board says multiple fatigue fracture origins were found on the inside surface of the hollow fan blade. The United Airlines flight had just taken off from Denver, bound for Hawaii, when the engine came apart. The flight returned safely to Denver and no injuries were reported. That particular Pratt & Whitney engine powers fewer than 100 Boeing 777 jets used by United Airlines and by carriers in Japan and South Korea. I'm Mike Gracia.
And there's more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.